Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tony and Izzy with your 11 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, a Brisbane Uber driver has been attacked with hammers in the early morning of this morning. Police say that the 51-year-old Uber driver was approached by three men and attacked, pulling him out of the driver's seat and stealing the car. The driver was taken to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital with serious head injuries.
A global study led by Queensland researchers has revealed that half the population will experience a mental health disorder by the time they reach 75 years of age. The joint study between the University of Queensland and Harvard Medical School found that depression and anxiety are amongst the common disorders and that 15 is the peak age for mental disorders to begin. Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, Professor Brett Emerson, says that the study highlights more people are affected by mental illness and that services and funding need to be reviewed. If you or anyone you know needs support, please don't hesitate to contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.
In national news, four siblings were taken to hospital yesterday after a car crash in the Adelaide Hills. South Australian Police Senior Constable Rebecca Stokes says the car travelling on Onkambaran Valley Road took a corner too wide and crashed into a tree. Police are continuing to investigate the crash.
A Victorian air ambulance has been unable to land at Bendigo Hospital due to the rise of bat strikes, with others stating it's closer to 8 due to the bat population in the city's Roslyn Park. Member for Northern Victoria, Gail Broad, says the current contingency is in place. The diversion of the helicopter can take up to 45 minutes in delaying patients are transported safely to hospital. A Department of Energy, Environment and Climate Action spokesperson has said they are providing wildlife advice and risk management to the Bendigo Hospital.
In international news, NASA has re-established contact with Voyager 2 after losing contact due to a wrong command more than a week ago. Mission controllers stopped hearing from the probe after a faulty command titled its antenna to point 2 degrees away from Earth. Voyager 2 project manager Suzanne Dode says they enlisted the assistance of the Deep Space Network and radio science groups in order to detect a signal, giving assurance that the spacecraft is still operating.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.